Okay, today is Daf Samach Zayin. We are on the bottom of Samach Vav and Beis. It's a very difficult sugya. We are right in the middle of a story where we had said that Rabbi Yossi held Mili lo mimsru l'shliach. You can't make a shliach with words. However, we ended off saying that when the Baal says to a shliach, "I'm telling you to tell somebody else to write a get," that will work. That's what we ended off saying yesterday. In other words, someone can't say, "Give that get to my wife," but it's not written. That's what the discussion was yesterday, right? We have to remember, if a husband says, "Give a get to my wife," says to two people, "Do me a favor, go give a get to my wife." So, do they have the power to write it? It's not written. Husband, either he forgot to say it or it's included. You can't, of course, go. That was the suffix that we had. So that, in other words, that's mealy. Now these two people have to go get somebody to write. They don't know how to write a get. They have to go get somebody. Do they have the power to get somebody to write a get? That was Shmuel's question yesterday. But we said, and Rabbi Yossi held, no, mealy does not work. But if the Baal says, by the way, you two guys, I know you guys are not a sofer. You guys aren't sofrim. So you never learned hilchas sofers. So go get somebody to go write it, and then you go give it. That was what we said. That does work. We're going to end up saying today that Rabbi Yossi holds that also doesn't work. But right now we think it does work. So the Gemara is going to ask a question. Umi mode Rabbi Yossi ba'omer amru? Does Rabbi Yossi hold that when a husband says that works? Right? The husband says to two people, you go tell somebody else to be the writer. You guys are going to sign it. Does that work? Vatnan, but we learned in the Mishnah later on in the Masechta. Ksav sofer ve'ed kosher. If the sofer, the writer, and an aid is kosher. Now, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah says, chasam sofer shanina. What that means is, one aid signs, and the sofer himself signs. That's fine. V'amar Rav Chista, masnitz and mani, who's the author of that Mishnah, later in the Masechta? It's Rabbi Yosihi, the Amar who said, mili lo mimtzer in l'shliach. So therefore, the husband must tell the sofer, I want you to write this get. I want you to write this get, and you sign it, and this other, my other friend over here is going to be the other signature. Fine. Now, says the Gemara, V'isal k'daitach, and if you think, Modi Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi admits, Ba'omer Imru, that the owner, that the Baal could tell people, go tell somebody else to be the writer. If that's true, nafik mine chorva. It's going to be destruction. It's going to be terrible. Why? The zimnin. It's going to happen. The amalahu l'shnayim. The husband's going to say to two people, amru l'sofer. Go tell some sofer. The yichtov that he should write the get and l'ploni v'yichtemu. And you two should be the one who signed. I know that you guys don't know how to write a get, so you go tell the sofer down the block. He should write it, and you two sign it. And what's going to happen? Umishum kisufa de sofer. But that's such a slap in the face to the sofer. What, I'm only good enough to write? I'm not good enough to be an aide? You don't trust me to be an aide? Only to be the writer? Any monkey could write a get, right? To be an aide, you don't trust me? So when the two of them walk into the sofer's office and say, Mr. Ruvain wants to divorce his wife, and he wants to hire you to be the sofer. Sofer's going to be all insulted. The eight of them are going to say, you know what? Turn to each other. One of us won't sign. Let him sign it. Embarrass the guy like that. Only hire him to be the writer. He's not good enough to be an aide. One of us won't sign. Let him sign the other one. That's, of course, no good. Why is it no good? Because he wasn't appointed to be an aide like that. He was only appointed to be a writer. He wasn't even appointed. So if we allow all this, it's going to be terrible. And we should kisufa the sofer, because the sofer is going to be embarrassed. How come he wasn't picked to be an aide? Chayshi, we're afraid. Umachdi chad mehanach, sadi. One of these two will be the aide. V'sofer ba'adayhu. And the sofer will be the other aide. Ubal lo amar hachi. The Baal never said any of this. So what do you mean, Rabbi Yossi holds, but Omer Imru works? You know what can happen if that happens? You know what can happen if you hold like that? And the sofer... If you don't hold like that, then it's never going to work. Because if they're going to tell the sofer, listen, you be an aide. How can I be an aide? The husband never told me. I know the halacha. I'm a sofer, not a be an aide. But if we allow this to happen, if we say it's mutter, it could cause such tragedy. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Hachi, lo Amar Hachi, no, kivun to Amar Mar, kosher velosas, it came to Israel. Yeah, listen, the bottom line is it's kosher. Omer Imru will work, but we don't do that for this very reason. Therefore, lo shchiach, it's lo shchiach. It's a gzeira that's not, it's a potential situation that is not going to happen. Halacha, it works, but it's such a the potential so great that we don't allow it to happen. It's lo shchiach because it could cause such a problem, therefore it's not going to happen, therefore it's not an issue. But meikar adin, it's going to work. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Velechash, let's be afraid. Dilma amalahu lebeitrei. If a husband says to two people, Imru l'sofer, go tell that sofer, the yichtov, and he should write the get, the atem chismu, and you two sign the get, the azlu hanach, and you're going to go, mishum kisufa to sofer, because you're going to have rachmanis, you're going to feel embarrassed that the sofer wasn't picked to be an aid, the umechasmile l'sofer, bahadichad minayu. You're going to, again, same thing, you're going to, one of you will step down from being an aid to allow the sofer to be the other aid. Ubal lo amar hachi. And the husband never said to do that. The husband never said that. The husband never said that this guy should be an aid. So the Gemara says the same exact answer. Amri, hanami, kosher velo sasa. It's kosher, but we don't do that. So it's the same case. So there is no gezeira. There's no reason to be gozer because it's never going to happen. So the Gemara says, ha, ni chalamanda amar kosher velo sasa. That's a machlokas. It makes sense according to the one who holds that it's good, it's kosher, but we don't publicize it. We don't let anybody know. We don't let anybody do it. Basically, elamanda amar kosher v'sasa ma'ikol meimar. But according to the one who holds, no, it's okay. I understand the potential problem, but I have faith in the people, and it's kosher. We hold, but amar imru is good. Therefore, what are you hiking at is problem. Holding from Amr Imru is a disaster. It's a disaster. So the Gemara says, Ella, you're right. Nobody holds from it. Rabbi Yossi Tarti. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from it. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from both. What are both? Both cases, he holds its puzzle. What are the two cases? The first case is, if he tells three people, right? Whether he tells three people or two people, no matter what the situation is, if the Baal doesn't say straight to the aid, you be the one to sign it, it is puzzle. Why? Because the Shiach has no power to appoint somebody else. Shmuel had the question, what if a Baal tells two people, give a get to my wife? If a Baal tells two people, do me a favor, guys, give a get to my wife. Two guys say, well, they walk out of the room, the Baal goes away on a plane, and now the two guys say, who writes this get? Who writes it? He never told us to write it. So halacha is, according to Shmuel, he agreed to the Rabbi Yossi. In that case, there's no answer. It can't be written, because nobody was appointed. But if the Baal says, I want you guys to go down the block, go to the sofer, go, here's the $10, go ahead and write it, even though the Baal never told that to the sofer, that's going to be good. He argues on one. Very difficult Gemara. Very difficult. My father told me last night that Rabbi Kalish said this is the most difficult sugi in the Homo Sechta. So, it is. I'm not of my focus about that. It's very difficult. It's a very difficult sugi here. But I'm almost done with it. That's the bottom line. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, you never hold that a person could be a writer or a signature or a signer on a get if he wasn't told straight from the Baal's mouth. According to Shmuel, we will allow it, only where it's for writing purposes. For writing purposes. Right. Okay, fine. Next. Gufa. So, does that make sense? What I said, does that make sense? Or no? Moshe looked puzzled. Gufa, Amar Shmuel, Amar Rebbe, Halacha Kerab Yossi. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Mili lo Mimter in Lashliach. Mili does not work. Never works. Amar Lafana, Rabbi Shimon, Berebi. So wait a minute. Miachasher Reb Meir v'Chananya ish chono cholkin al Reb Yosi. Since Reb Meir and Reb Chananya ish chono argue on Reb Yosi, they hold it does work. Ma ra Rebbe lom halacha k'Reb Yosi. Why did Rebbe agree to paskin like Reb Yosi? The Shoshana David asked such an unbelievable question. He says, when do we know that those people hold like that? That they hold that it does work? Right? Where do we know that from? From the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, it's on the top of Samach Vav Amud Beis. Tenu, the second line. Tenu gel ishtiare elu yomru lachem v'yichtivu b'neisha asad bez and div Remeir. Remeir holds the reason why it works, the reason why this Umru works is because you've transformed three people into a bezdin. Once they're a bezdin, they have the power to appoint somebody to write a get. V'zu halacha hel Rabbi Chanina ish ono beis asurim. And this halacha he got from Rabbi Chananya ish ono from the jail. What does that mean? What does that mean? He got it from the jail. Rashi says, "Mishmo Rabbi Akiva, shenech ba'ash Rebeis Hasurim, or Rechanani ish Ono went to visit Rabbi Akiva, who was in jail. Rabbi Akiva told him that's the halacha, and then Rabbi Yossi said, "I have a Kabbalah otherwise." Right? I have a Kabbalah otherwise. Says the Shoshana LeDavid. So now we have a question: How come Rebbe, who's Masada the Mishnayos, held like Rabbi Yossi? What about Reb Meir? What about Chanani Ish Ono? So ask the Shoshana LeDavid. What about Rabbi Akiva? What about Rabbi Akiva? He was also on the list. Right? Says the Shoshana LeDavid. Rabbi Yossi was saying, I understand. You went to the jail. And you heard last, because Rabbi Akiva didn't come out of that jail. He was killed. You heard the last statement of Rabbi Akiva. That he said it doesn't work. So don't think that he retracted his earlier statement. I have a Kabbalah that he did say it to me. So you think, oh, well, this is the final plaque of Rabbi Akiva, right? After he died. He died shortly thereafter. He never got out of that jail. He was taken out to be killed. So you might think that Rabbi Akiva is against Rabbi Yossi, because after all, it's his latest psak. You know, whatever I told earlier in the yeshiva, it's all not true. This is my psak right now. Rabbi Yossi says, no, I have a Kabbalah. That's why I use the word Kabbalah. It's the same Kabbalah. I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, that I'm right. You went to the jail, you heard from Rabbi Akiva. Listen, that's not the yeshiva. So, he could have said it, so we have a machlokas in what Rabbi Akiva said. So I can't, Rabbi Akiva's not on the list. Rabbi Meir's on the list. I have Rabbi Akiva on my side. You heard it in the jail? That's very lovely. But don't, I'm not going to, it's an amazing part. I'm not going to be convinced that I should hold up Rabbi Akiva because you tell me it's his last psak because he was killed. No, I'm not buying that. I have a Kabbalah. And therefore, it's about focus and what Rabbi Akiva said. So Rabbi Akiva's not on the list. It's an amazing part. Anyway, so Amalo, Stoke, Bini, Stoke. You know what? You're saying good. These are great people. But, Lo Ra'itza es Rabbi Yossi, you never saw Rabbi Yossi. Ilmale Ra'itza, if you would have seen Ilmale Reiso, Nimuko Imo. If you would have seen Rabbi Yossi, the tam, the reason, the explanations are always with him. And therefore, Rebbe felt justified in paskining like Rabbi Yossi. Titania, Isi ben Yehuda, Hayamonach Shivchan Shal Chachamim. Isi ben Yehuda was enumerating all the Shevach of the Chachamim. And what did he say? If someone got it to now, so it's good. Reb Meir, Chacham, V'sofer. Reb Meir was a Chacham and also a Sofer. What does a Sofer mean? So a sofer, Pashtus, means he was a sofer. Right? He wrote Sefer Torah and Mezuzahs. He was a sofer. Others say, it says this. Others say, first of all, what does a chacham mean? As we said in the end of Sota, when Reb Meir died, what died along with him? The ability to give a mashal. The best way, we all know this is true, we all know ourselves, the best way to drive home a point is with a mashal. Want to drive home a point? You give a mashal. That sticks with you. The best way, and when Remeir was a master, he was a chacham in that. When he died, that stopped. That at that level, it stopped. So Remeir was a chacham. He was also a sofer. I heard this once on a tape from Rabbi Beryl Wine. Rabbi Beryl Wine has a new book out on the formation of Mishnayos, and I looked at it. I looked at it last. It's a nice coffee table book. I looked at it last night. He does not say this about Rav Meir, but I did hear it on a tape once, that Rav Meir was the first person, the only person, one of the only people, to keep private notes. He kept private notes of Mishnayos. Berowine said on a tape once, those private notes, and I don't know if he had a source for this, he didn't say it in this book that just came out that he wrote, and his 5 pages on Rav Meir, he did not mention this, so I don't know, but it's very fascinating. I saw it in the back somewhere, someone said it, that Rav Meir's notes became the formation of Mishnayos. That's why Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. It's all him. You know, he was a sofer. He's the one who wrote it down. There are other reasons why Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, which are not complimentary. It's a gnai that they took his name out of every Mishnah. It's not a shevach. This pshat is a shevach. It's not really a shevach. It's a gnai. Rabbi Yehuda chacham l'chashiyirtzeh. Rabbi Yehuda was a chacham when he wanted to be. That's what Rashi says. The Mashal says, what kind of shevach is that? When he wanted to be, when he applied himself, right? He tell the boys, if you apply yourself, it could be good. And if not, not. That's not a compliment. So the Baruch Chai says, no, l'chashiyirtzeh. At any moment of his life, no matter how bad or how much tzar, how difficult his life was, many of us can't do this, right? If it's yesterday, you lost a lot of money in the market, it's very difficult to come to a shir with the same enthusiasm of Brachas Daf Beis. It's very difficult. Right? In a bad mood, whatever, very difficult. Not for Behuda. But Chisha Yirtzeh, no matter what was going on in life, he sat down and he learned. So we were able to shut it all out. That's what it means. Says the Maritz Chayef. Rabbi Tarfon, Gal Shel Gozim. It's like a pile of nuts, which means you have a big pile of nuts, you take one out from the bottom, the whole thing collapses. So too, Rabbi Tarfon was able to build up the Gemara, the Torah, the Halacha, because it was able to make such a building, with this amazing, amazing tower that all built on the previous Halachas and on the previous ideas. Rabbi Yishmael Chanuot Miuzenes. He was a store that was totally stocked. He had it all. Rabbi Akiva Otzer Balam. Rabbi Akiva was an Otzer, a warehouse where everything had its compartment. Everything was in its proper place. Rabbi Yochanan Benuri Kupas Harochlim. He was like a peddler. He had everything. These guys, whenever they come, you need something, he had it all. Rashi explains that some of these are overlapping a little bit, but it's an idea. Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria Kupa Shel Besamim. He had a Kupa of Besamim. What's the difference between that and the Recholim? One had more, one had less. Mishnas of Elazar Ben Yaakov Kavnaki. The Mishnas of Elazar Ben Yaakov are Kav. Kav means Elashon of few, but Vinaki. They're always right. We always pass them like Elazar Ben Yaakov. We take it to the bank. The Mashal says Kav is Gematria 102. Elazar Ben Yaakov appears in Shas 102 times. That's what he says. Rabbi Yossi, Nimuk. That's a Mashal. That's a Mashal says that. Oh, there's an unbelievable verse from the Avodas Yisrael. That's the Maggid of Kushnitz. Tavodas Yisrael. Tavodas Yisrael says as follows. I don't really have time for this, but this is such an amazing part. It says in Pirkei Avos, the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, it says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ha'osa mitzvah achas, kona lo praklet echad. You do one mitzvah, you acquire for yourself a praklet echad. What's a praklet echad? One defender. Right? A guy on your side. Mitzvah's on your side. The over aveira achas, kornelo kategor echad. You buy yourself, you do an aveira, you get yourself a prosecutor. Tshuva umaisim tovim, kitris bifnei apronos. Tshuva and maisim tovim are a shield before pronos, before bad things happening. Says the Avodas Yisrael, the word echad is extra. If you do one mitzvah, you require some praklet echad. So you require some praklet. And if you do an aveira, you require for yourself prosecutor. What's echad? So he says, because Rav Elazar ben Yaakov was kav v'naki. You could do a mitzvah. The level of shlemus you do the mitzvah, that is the level of shlemus of which the malach that you create on your side. Right? So if you run through davening like you're in a big rush, that's the same kind of malach that you create. If you daven through the daf, you create such a malach. If you do it the right way, do it better, with more enthusiasm and more kavana, you create a better malach. So too with an aveira. If you do an aveira bemazed with planning and preparation, you create yourself a terrible prosecutor. If you have terrible tivus and you really don't want to, and you can't, you know, everyone's like that, you don't create such a terrible malach. It all depends on your kavanas. at the time you're doing an Avera, you can have Charata while you're doing the Avera. I really don't want to be doing this. I have to eat that cheeseburger. I just can't stop myself. That's a very different type of cheeseburger than a guy who's waiting the whole month to eat that cheeseburger and planning it. It's a very different type of experience. While you're doing the Avera, you can have Charata. While you're doing the mitzvah, you can also belittle it. Right? Depends on the Kavana. The Echad is going on the Kavanaki. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was Kavanaki. Everything had to be pure and measured. So the Echad should correspond to the mitzvah, do it b'shlemus, because he says, maybe that's why it in the art school there's a dot next to the word Echad and tshuva, but in the old, it's not a dot there, it just flows. The tshuva is while you're doing the Avera. If you have the tshuva at the moment of the Avera, which is belittling the Avera, you're also going to belittle the prosecutor. Okay, No, in between Echad and tshuva. You create a prosecutor and tshuva. It's all in the same act. That's Kavanaki. Okay. Next. Last one. Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? It's time Reb Shimon in Mishnah. It says in Gemara is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. We all know him. He wrote the Zohar. Anyway, he said he was toche in Harbe. He grinded a lot. Umotzi kiva, but he let out very little. What does that mean? That means Tana Mishkeach Kima. He forgot very little, but what he did forget, Amasha Motzi Ena Motzi El Subin. What he did forget was the junk anyway. Anyway, he forgot what's not what we don't paskin like. What's not the halacha? V'chein Amar B'Shem LaTalmidav Benai, my children, Shonu Midosai, learn from me. Shemidosai Trumos. My midos are truma. Mitrumos midos of Rabbi Akiva. From the trumas of the midos of Rabbi Akiva. What's truma? Because truma is a refining act. First, you take a big pile of wheat. Then you take off truma. Then you take off meiser. You take off truma's meiser. It's always getting to the most fine. So too, that's what Rabbi Yochai was. Okay, a little agadata about the gedolim, and then we go back. We have a lot of agadata today and tomorrow. Don't worry. Gufa amal l'shnayim. If a guy says to two people, imru l'sofer, tell the sofer v'yichtov l'ploni. V'yichtov, he should write it. Uploni, uploni, v'yichtim. When ploni and ploni should be the edim. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, kosher v'lo sasazos b'Yisrael. It's kosher, but don't do that. Amar le'ula, Rav Nachman, Rav le'ula, Rav Nachman, le'ula. Me'achad, the kosher, if that works, amai lo sasazos b'Yisrael. Why can't you do it? So amar le'i, chashin and shema tasker edim. Maybe the edim are going to lie. She'll want to be divorced so badly. What will she do? She'll pay off two edim to come and say, the husband told me. The husband's not around. So the Gemara says, "Umichai Shinan, are we choshish for that? V'atanya, Edim chosmen al sadeh mekach. Edim that testify about a field can buy that field. V'al get isha, and if they testify about a get, one of those edim is allowed to marry that woman. Aye, maybe the whole thing is a scam. The answer is, we're not choshish for scams. So I come over here, we're choshish for a scam. So the Gemara says, right, lo choshish chacham l'davar zeh. The chacham were choshish. So the Gemara says, no, Maisa lo avdi. Nobody would have the chutzpah to pull a scam like that, to do an actual act, to marry a woman after lying about a get. But dibura ka'amri. But to speak about the lie, that they'll do. Right? To say she's divorced, that they'll do. But to go marry her, that nobody will do. Right? To say the field was sold and that way I could buy it, that they'll do. But to actually go buy it, that maybe nobody will do. Oh, well, if a guy says to two people, Imru l'sofer, tell that sofer, v'yichtov, he should write it, v'atem chismu, and you two be the signers, Rav Chisda Amar, kosher v'lo sase. It's kosher, but you can't do it. Why? Because it could lead to terrible things. It could lead to a lot of false gets. Rav Chana Amar, kosher v'tase. No, you can't do it. Rav Nachman Amar, kosher v'lo tase. Rav Sheshet Amar Kosher Vitasa. Rabba Amar Kosher Velotasa. Rezef Amar Kosher Vitasa. The Amen. Some say that the Ikka the Apechlu reverse the two Shitos that we just said. Okay, either way, it's a machlokes, so whether or not this can be done. And I'm not sure how we paskin. I believe we paskin. You can't do it because it could lead to a scam and it could lead to a lot of fake gets being written on the basis of, well, the husband said and the husband's not around to say. Next. The Mishnah said, "Amala Asara Kisfuget." What if you said to 10 people? So Tana Rabbanan, Amar la Sarah, if a guy says to 10 people, kitzvu get vitnu ishti, write a get and give it to my wife. What's all 10 have to sit there with one pen? They're all going to hold one pen together? No. That's not what we mean. What it means is, echad koseith al yedei kulam, one writes it on behalf of the other nine. But kolchem, if a guy says, kolchem, all of you, kitzvu, all of you, it's a different lashon, all of you, then echad koseith b'maymad kulam, one writes it as the shliach of all 10. And same idea. Holichu get l'ishti. If someone says, go bring this get to my wife, echad molach hayde kulchem. One brings it on behalf of all of them. But kulchem holichu. But if he says, all of you should bring it, all of them have to hold on to the get at the same time? No. Echad molach b'mayimad kulchem. All of them bring it on behalf of one. Ibailahu, what about mona osan mahu? What if the Baal said, okay, number one, you, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, he named all the guys. And what did that mean? So Rav Huna Amar Mana Eino Kikolchem, naming off all the guys is not like Kolchem. Rav Yochanan Mishur Rav Elazar Demin Roma Amar, he said Mone Harayu Kikolchem. No, it is like that. It's exactly the same. Amar of Papa Velo Pligid. They're not even arguing. Ha Demana Kulu Ha Demana Miksaihu. One is already named off. There's 10 guys in the room, right? 12 Shvatim in the room. He named all 12, and the other man the Amar held, we only named 6, and Amrulei lahai gisa v'amrulei lahai gisa. And it could go both ways. In other words, if you hold that he only named 6, I could say both ways. I could say that it's like Kolchem, and I could say it's not like Kolchem. And if he named off all 12, I could also say it's like Kolchem, and I could say it's not like Kolchem. It can go both ways. Either one could go both ways. So we don't even have an answer what that means. So Iskin Rav Yehuda Begita, Yehuda made a takana, that if somebody says, B'kolchem kisvu, someone says Kolchem, we don't know what that means. So it means, oh, kulchon, either all of you, or kolchad v'chad minchon, or each one of you. Chismu, if he said, sign it, oh, kulchem, either all of you, or kultre minchon, or only two of you. Right? That way, we're minimizing the problems. Oh, vilu, bring it. What does that mean? So we say it means, oh, kulchem, either all of you, or kolchad v'chad minchon, or one of you. Amar Rava, I'm going to make it even simpler. Zimnan, the guy is laid libure. A guy can cut off his words, but not exactly, even that we're not sure what he means. V'amar kolchon, v'lo v'amar kolchon. If a guy says kolchon, v'lo amar kolchad minchon, and not all of you. V'asi le'afsule, and it could come to be a psul. El Amar Rava, kisvu kolchad minchon. If he says kisvu, it means only one of you. Chasmu, if he says sign it, kol trei minchon, only two of you. Not either or all of you or two of you. And ovilu kol chad minchon. And if he says to bring it, it only means one of you. Okay. What? Hadron alach ha'omer, hadron alach ha'omer, hadron alach ha'omer. Now we go on to fascinating perek, especially the beginning of it. Today's daf is wild. Tomorrow's daf is even wilder. Tomorrow's daf is agarata from A to Z. The entire daf is agarata. It's about shedim. It's all about Shedim. Tomorrow's all about Shedim. Today, a little bit about Shedim. But here we go. Misha achso kurdaikus. If somebody is seized with kurdaikus, he sees what's kurdaikus. Rashi says, it's shem sheda. It's the name of a shade. Hasholetes kikshashosa yayin harbi megiso. When you drink a lot of wine from the vat, you get seized by a shade. What does Rashi clearly hold? There's a shade. What does the Rambam hold? No way, nothing doing. The Rambam actually is a little bit contradictory. In the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam says, what is Kordaikos? Kordaikos, choli mischadesh mimilui chadre hamoach. It's some kind of disease that originates in some part of your brain. Right? You helping me out, doctor? Umizbal bel hadas mipneikach. Makes him some kind of billable of the das. Right? Confused. V'hu min mimini choli hanofel. It's similar to some diseases that you get from heights. Like vertigo, that's what I was thinking it meant. Right? That's what he says. That's what it is. Basically, but it's more than that. It's to the level where we're going to say that if someone has kordaikos, they can't write a get. Because they're considered someone without das. Right? Because I'll read the next line of the Mishnah. Misha achzo kordaikos v'omar kis v'ged l'ishti lo'omar klum. Right? In the Yad HaChazaka, sounds like Rambam says, He doesn't say the word kodakis in the Yad HaChazaka. He says, Misha haisa ruach ra'a miva'eses. Oh, so. If someone has a ruach ra'a which is frightening him, v'amar kishehitzka v'acholi kisvu gedle ishti, lo amar klum. And at that moment he says, write a get, he said nothing. So, all the Mepharshim say, it's not a stira. He's saying the same thing, he's just calling it different words. I don't want to say the Rambam says for himself. He's saying the same thing, he's calling himself different words. The kasha on the Rambam is that if he says over here, it's a ruach ra'a, what is a ruach ra'a if it's not a shade, according to the Rambam? Rambam, there's no mention of shade in the whole Mishnah Torah. If it's not a shade, what is it? What's a ruach ra'a miva eses? Some kind of fright. The kasha is, we're going to have a cure, how to get out of that fright. So what's with that? What's with the cure? You have a cure here for a non-shade illness? It could be. We're gonna have a lot of cures here coming up with a lot of cures. So either way. Well,
the ichor isn't whether it emanates from the shade.
No, that's the ichor. No, Rashi does say that.
Right.
Whatever it is, he doesn't have the das to give a get. Whatever it is, Rashi happens to say it's a shade. That's a little interesting. And the Rambam, of course, would not say that. Okay, now, if he said kisvu get leishti va'achzu kordaikos, if he said to write the get, and Tosfos sticks in and to give it, and then he gets seized with kordaikos v'chazav amar lo tichtaveno, and then he says no, let's take it back. Again, ein amar ein devar of hachronim klum. The second statement is nothing because he's crazy now. He's kordaikos. Nishtatek, if let's say he became unable to speak, so there's nothing wrong with his das. That's the difference here. He's unable to speak. V'amrulo, nichtov ged le'ishtecha, should we write this get? V'harakin b'rosho, and he nods his head. Yes. So both can also. So we test him to make sure that he has das. B'shlosha pa'amim. We ask him three unrelated questions. Three questions. What's today? Is today Sunday? Im amar alav lav el hein. If he answers correctly, hare'elu yichtivu v'yitnu, then he still has his das, and then he can go ahead and write that get. Right? So says the Gemara, my kordaikus. What's kordaikus? Amar Shmuel, the nachte chamru charata. You drank, strong wine. The mitzarata. What's the mitzarata mean? From the vat, right? You drink strong wine from the vat, and now you have to go on. Either the shade's there, or somehow it made you crazy. Right, according to the Rambam, gave you some kind of illness that made you crazy. Or according to Rashi, it's a shade there. So the Gemara says, "V'lishni." So let it say, "Mishadosh ko yayin chadosh." So let the Mishnah say, "Somebody got drunk." Why does the Mishnah say it in this funny way? So the Gemara says, "No, kamash malon, the harucha kordaikus shema, that the ruach, the spirit, its name is kordaikus." That really seems to hold like Rashi. Rashi really seems to have a good, valid source to say it's some kind of spirit. Rambam would never say that. What? Ruach is a mood, right? Exactly. It's some kind of mood, like he said in the Yad Chazaka. It's some kind of mood that made him agitated. L'may nafkamina. What's the difference? Who cares? The Gemara says no. L'kmeya, for a kmeya, right? So in other words, to ride an amulet to get healed. So I need to know what it is. So the Gerush Racham answers. It still doesn't answer the question. So who cares? That has nothing to do with Masechus Gittin. So it what's the nafkamina, whether it says kodaikas or not? For Kameya? Still, what's the nafkamina? So he says, no, I would think that it's such a silly little disease. You can get a Kameya and get healed. It's nothing. Any old Kameya will work. So I would have thought it's not really such an illness. Kamash Balan, it's an illness. So the Gemara says, Maya Suse, what's the cure? So the Irish says, we just said what's the cure. The cure is a Kameya. So the Irish says, no, the Kameya is not really a cure. That's just a temporary, right? Those Kameyas. What's the real cure? The real cure is bisra sumka agmure, red meat that was charcoaled on the barbecue, v'chamra marka, and very diluted wine. Okay? Once we said that, we are now going to discuss, for the rest of the Amud, a lot of different cures. Different cures for different ailments. The Marsha in Bracho says, wait a minute, Chizkiyah, we know that Chizkiyah hid the Sefer Refuos, because people were looking at that book and getting cured right away, and they weren't davening to Hashem. So what is the Gemara doing writing down all these cures. It stops people from davening to Hashem. Answers the Marsha. What an unbelievable answer. The Marsha answers, just like we have a heter to write down Torah because of eighth lathos, otherwise it would have been lost. Says the Marsha, we have to write down the cures, otherwise it's going to be lost. It's an amazing answer. The Malbim says, because the Gemara wanted you to know, Rav Ashi wanted you to know, that the Chachamim knew everything. It wasn't just Torah, they knew medicine, they knew it all. They knew it all, they had it all, they were very, very worldly people, they knew everything. And we have a little bit of an omit of things that you would never think they knew. Some of these are so wild, some of these cures are wild, they knew it all. Don't think to yourself, oh, if I ever get a fever, I'll just do this. I'll take a chicken and I'll split it in half, no, and put it on my head. No, don't do that. Because the Rebbe says, usher to try these things, because we don't know really what they mean. The Marshal says, Nishtan of Hativim here, that it's a different world, and these will not work, and all it's going to do is make you laugh at the Gemara. It's a, the Gemara, crazy Gemara, they give you the, I tried, it didn't work. I thought, right, if that's no good, then the first Mishnah of Kitten's also no good, right? So usher, the Chavaz Yar says it's a Cherim, on someone who tries to do these kinds of cures. Okay, here we go on the cures. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Amrali Ein. My mother told me, but Abaya didn't have a mother. Her mother died. His mother died in childbirth. This is the person who raised him. It's called the mother. I once heard a word, why he calls her his mother, but I tried to find it last night. It's a Baal Shem Tov. I couldn't find it. So if anyone finds it, let me know. A great word about why he calls her that if it's not true. Why didn't he say, the one who raised me? Why does he call him his mother? Anyway, she said, "L'shim Shabbat Yomo, if you have a disease, if you have a fever for one day, kuza demaya, drink a jug of water. Bas treyomi for 2 days, sikuri, do bloodletting. Bas tlasiyomi for 3 days, bisra sumka agmuri, take red meat that's on the barbecue, for chamra marka, and wine that's very diluted." Some say that's why this whole Gemara is here. For this, it's the exact same cure that we said before for Kordaikos. It's the same cure. Same cure, so we'll tell you the same cure. Atikta, if you have a long fever lasting many days, here we go. Don't try this at home. Lysi tarnagalsa akumta, take a black chicken, the likre shesi ve'erev, and rip it open and slice it lengthwise and crosswise. The ligliche limitziasa dereshe, and shave off the middle of your head. Velosve iluve, and put it on top of your head. Venanche iluve, and leave it there. Ad de misrach, until it sticks to your head. Then, velinchos velekum b'maya, go into the water. Ad taver, up to your neck. Ad de cholosh alma iluve, until you feel very weak. Then, velimud, swim. Velasalek, and come up. Velasiv, and then you'll be healed. Right? There you go. V'ilo, and if not what? Either if it doesn't work, or if you can't do this, you don't have a chicken. Then what do? Lechol v'ilo, lechol karti, eat leek. V'linchos, and then do the same thing. V'linchos v'leikam amaya ad tavari, go back into the water. Ad dechalosh alman alivay until you feel weak. V'libet and swim. V'lasalik v'leisa, and come back up. Okay. L'shimsha. If you have a fever, again, bisra sumka agmuri, eat red meat, v'chamra marka, and very diluted wine. L'talga, if you have a cold spell, talga is from the word sheleg, snow. If you have a cold spell, if that's your problem, then bisra shmena, eat fatty meat, bisra shimna shmena agumre, eat fatty meat, v'chamra chaya, and raw, much more stronger wine. That'll warm you up a little bit. That'll firm you up, and that's what you have to do. Rav Avraham Chassida wants ki havi mitzarin le beresh kalusa. When the Reish Kalusa was bothering him, they were torturing him. Havi megani le atigla. They threw him out into the snow. It's a machalkas after really did that, and they just opened up the window, and he was cold, and he couldn't close the window. And lamachar the next day amru le mai nichale lamar. Right, so they were bothering him. Why were they bothering him? The Orech Yisharim brings an unbelievable thing. He says as follows. They didn't do this every night. They did it one time. You know why? Because one time, Rav Avraham Chassida, it's a Gemara in Kedushin, we'll get to it in a few months, that Rav Avraham Chassida, he had paid to rescue some women. They were captured. He paid for the rescue. And they put the women in his house. And he removed the ladder, so he didn't want to be in the same room with them. Like, they were in the attic, but he took the ladder away. And somehow, exactly, he saw one of the women walk by, and he had a tremendous taiva for her. So he put the ladder back and started climbing up the ladder.
have Trina's tire for her.
He saw her. She's in the same house as him. It's in the Yichud Gemara. It's there in the end of Kiddushin about Yichud, that these women were in the same house with him, and it couldn't overtake the taiva. So as he's climbing up the ladder, he yells out, "There's a fire in the house! There's a fire in the house!" And everybody comes to rush, and there's a Rami standing on the ladder, and he got them to come there because it's a big scene, and then that would have stopped him from sinning. That's why he said that. So when everyone came, they said to him, "Yeah, you embarrass us. You make us watch you." Can you imagine? We're watching you, so belittling. We're watching you belittle yourself in front of us. You basically broadcast to the whole world that you had a taiva. Basically what you did. So he said, "I'd rather belittle you here than have me be belittled in the next world." So someone asks over there, how could he lie? How could he lie and say there's a fire? The answer is, there was a fire in his heart. So he says to... So they said, "Oh, we'll get him back," and they threw him out into the snow. You think you're on fire? Well, we'll put you out in the snow. Put the fire out in the snow. That's why they threw him out into the snow. Okay. Anyway, Amrule ki Maynichale Lamar Dilatayle. Anything you want us to give you, whatever you want, we'll give you. So Amar Hani called Daminale Mepech Apche. Whatever I say, they're going to do the opposite. But they're not here to help me. They're here to bother me. Whatever I say, they're going to do the opposite. So Amrule Amalu, they told him, "You know what I want? Bisra Sumka. Agumre, I want red meat from the barbecue, v'chamer makar, and diluted wine." That's the cure for fever. He didn't have a fever. He had the other thing. He was freezing. So, icy lahu, what they bring you? Icy lahu, inhu, bitzra, shmena, fatty meat, agumre, on the barbecue, v'chamer chaya, and the raw wine. Exactly what the cure is for cold. So, the people try to bring a raya from here. Are you allowed to do this? Can you tell people the opposite, like reverse psychology? You do that with the kids, right? Right, are you allowed to do that to adults? Is that an issue of lying? That's a big discussion. This Gemara can either be a right or not, depending on, because it's the guy was sick. So maybe if you're sick, yeah, it's a different... Anyway, we'll just finish up this story, and we'll get to the other story tomorrow. Shami Yalta. Yalta heard. Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman. She heard what happened over here to Rav Amram. Umalehu le Bei Masusa. She brought him to the bathhouse. Umakami le Bemaya to Bei Masusa. She got him into the water of the Bei Masusa. Some say that she's bathing him. She's bathing an adult man. Some say that this happened, not like I said before, the story with the women. This happened when he was 13 years old. He was very, very young. He was a young boy, so she was helping him out. She was recuperating him. Ah, the mahapchi maya de bay mesusa, and the water changed the havidama. It became red, almost like blood, because he was so sick that all the sweat and the perspiration from being so cold went into the water and changed the color of the water. The kabisra pishite pishite, and his skin was full of blotches. Rav Yose isek berecha. Rav Yose worked with the mill to get the sickness away. Rav Sheshes yasek bekeshure. Rav Sheshes worked with a different kind of implement. Amar gadola malacha shemachamemes is baila. Greatest work, because it firms you up. It firms you up. So why didn't Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef do the other methods of curing? Why didn't they eat the meat? Why didn't they do work to get warm? Why didn't they eat the meat? We'll stop here. Says the Ein Yaakov, because they were blind. And the majority of the reason why this works is because the sight of the food warms you up. And for them, it didn't make a difference because they were blind. So for them, the cure wouldn't necessarily work, and therefore they had to resort to physical labor to get themselves strong. All right, we'll stop here. Tomorrow is really, maybe we'll try to start on time tomorrow, because it's a gigantic daf and it's a lot to say. All right, everyone have a good day.